meaning that I'm special or different in any way. Trust me, that's not the case. The only difference between you and me probably is that I will take what's considered the risk. Lock yourself in a room, switch off everything, and start visualizing. Start asking yourself, what is the life you want? For the last 4 years, I haven't been completely honest with you. And it really took me a long time to come to this realization. Now, before I tell you what this realization is and why I haven't been completely honest, you need to understand the full story of how I've gotten here in the first place. And instead of telling you some long, drawn-out story, I'd rather just show you by having you step into my life for a week. Now, this experience won't just teach you how to replicate my steps. It'll teach you how to think like I do, make decisions like I do, and ultimately have the success that I've had. So my objective during this week is to give you the three keys to my treasure trove of wisdom, and above all, get you to uncover the hidden untold secret to success. Now, one thing is for sure, this experience is going to create a revolution in the lives of those who use these keys wisely, and that's actually why I'm calling this week the Remote Revolution. And right now, I'm taking you to peek into a world many people only dream of. And if you're lucky, at the end of all of this, you're going to get to experience this dream in real life with me, because I'm going to fly out one fortunate participant of the Remote Revolution for a 3-day all expenses paid stay in Dubai here with me. So are you ready for the Remote Revolution? So for you to start understanding the entire story, we need to go back in time to the old E-Man, before the fancy watches, the expensive cars, the aspiring lifestyle, the fame. I'm talking about the 26th of December, 2015. You see, that was the day that it all started. And little did I know that after clicking publish on that video, my life would never be the same. You see, throughout our lives, every single one of us experience a few inflection points. And what I mean by that is those little moments in life that can be traced down to a single decision that completely changes the course of everything that happened after it. And those decisions that, if you wouldn't have taken them, you probably wouldn't have achieved anything that you did, and you'd most likely be in a completely different place in your life. And looking back at my journey, going from completely broke to a 23-year-old multimillionaire, living a life that most people could only dream of, I can pinpoint three of those moments. Three exact decisions that, if it weren't for them, I mean, I wouldn't be here today. In fact, I'd probably be living a very similar life to what most regular people do. And they're really the three key moments that allow me to achieve 10 years of progress in only a single year. And do that for not only a single year, but 8 years in a row now. And that's why I say that even though I'm 23 years old, I have experienced more life than most regular people will experience in their lifetime. Because in 8 years, I've experienced what it takes most people more than 8 decades to do, their entire life to do. And the beauty of this is that I'm about to share these three keys with you. And these keys, well, they unlock something. Something that is one of the most valuable assets. And when the right time comes, I'm going to reveal to you what that is. Now, these keys are the stepping stones for you to develop a framework of thinking that goes beyond any sort of step-by-step tutorial I could give you. They won't just teach you how to replicate my steps. They will teach you how to think like I do, make decisions like I do, and ultimately create success like I have. With this, you'll never need another step-by-step video ever again. Listen, this isn't about giving you a recipe for success. It's about providing you with the ingredients to make your own. Now listen, when you look at my story, it's very easy to think that I achieved success fast because of how young I was when I started making serious money. However, I started working long before that. Most people think I just created an online business, hit the jackpot my first try, and that couldn't be farther from the truth. The truth is, for the longest time, I was a guy who felt like he had a lot of potential, but at the same time, I had little to no success in life. Well, instead of telling you, I'd rather just show you. The 26th of December 2015, that was the day I published my first YouTube video documenting my journey to success. And at first, I thought that becoming a bodybuilder would be my ticket to freedom. So I started a series called 16-Year-Old Bodybuilder, and obviously, I didn't really make any money with that. So I decided to start personal training my friend's parents, and let's say that I quickly figured out that that would never be enough to pay the bills. And then I transitioned again into something completely different. Content creation. You see, on the 16th of July, 2016, I signed my first client for content creation at an astonishing rate of 95 pounds a week. And that was a big epiphany for me because I realized that the businesses would be willing to pay me a few hundred dollars a month to create content for them. And I started doing some simple math. I mean, I thought about if I had 10 clients paying me an average of $500 a month, that'd be more than most people make after graduating university. And at that moment, I felt like I had just discovered a glitch in the system. I mean, I've never felt so excited because I knew that I had so much potential, but it was just a matter of me putting in the work to get it done. But after a while, the reality hit me. You see, I tried to get another client for weeks, and those weeks turned into months, 1 month, 2 month, 3 month, 4 month, 5 month. And at this point, I was feeling miserable. I was feeling stuck. I felt like I had so much potential, but I simply couldn't turn that into real life results. I mean, if you've ever felt that, you know how frustrating it is. And the worst of it all is that I felt like I was wasting valuable time of my life going to school and studying these pointless subjects, which was time that I could have been investing back into my business. And that led to the first big inflection point in my life. I vividly remember the day I was taking the tube and rush hour in London. And it was one of those classic humid but cold, heavy, rainy London days where everything just looked gray. The tube was packed with people coming from work. It was one of those days where you can smell the sweat mixed with that terrible smell of wet dog that people had from just walking in the rain. And I'd looked at the faces of every person coming in and out of the tube. And I remember so vividly how I could see the frustration in their faces, how you could clearly notice that none of them wanted to be there, but they simply had no other choice but to be there. And I remember how depressing it felt to be there in and amongst those people, and how I never wanted to be like those people when I grew up. And it was on that day in the tube that I took a decision. I refused to follow the same path as everyone else. And for the longest time after that, I used to have a picture of a London tube in a rainy day. And that used to be the background on my Trello board, which is where I used to have all my daily to-do lists. And I had it as a reminder that that wasn't the path that I had set for myself. And it was in that very same week, the 1st of March, that I signed my second client, 7 months after signing my first one. And 45 days after that, I had signed 4 new clients and I'd actually hired my first employee. And at the end of the year, I actually accomplished one of my biggest dreams, one of my biggest childhood dreams, one of my biggest aspirations, which was having a space that was peaceful. That was my space. That wasn't stained with bad childhood memories and bad childhood thoughts, and a place where I felt safe. And at the age of 17, I moved into my own $5,000 a month apartment in central London. Now listen, it might have looked fast, but if you consider it from the day I started, it took me almost 2 years to start making minimum wage money. You see, the thing is, once I got there, getting to my financial freedom took only a couple more months. And now looking back at it, I've come to a realization that up until that point, there was a single thing that was stopping me from leaving that mediocre life. And that was the path I was taking. You see, ever since growing up, I was taught that I had to graduate in a good university and work day and night to make a career at a big company. And that's the conventional path. But deep inside, ever since I was a kid, I knew that's not what I wanted. And if I'd followed it, I have no doubts that I would have had the same result as 99% of the people that follow it, which is frustration, stress, a lack of money, a lack of time. And these are things that I didn't want for myself. And the truth is, no one wants that. The problem is, unfortunately, most people just decide to walk a path that was put in front of them without ever questioning, where's that going to lead them? And the difference between me and you is that I decided not to settle for that conventional path. So ask yourself, are you purposefully walking your own path, or are you just walking a path that was put in front of you? You know what? Let's take a walk. Come with me. I want to show you something. This is a Rolls-Royce Phantom. It's commonly regarded as the best car Rolls-Royce has ever made, and probably one of the best cars ever made in history. And you know what's the saddest part about this car? Is that 99% of people will never experience what it's like to be driven in the best Rolls-Royce that's ever been made. And that's because they're stuck in this conventional mindset, but yet they want an unconventional life. And a lot of people ask me, if you were to start over again, what would you do? And the answer is nothing. Because you see, that's the wrong question to ask. The right question you should be asking is, what were you doing in year one that I can emulate today so that in 10 years, I too can be driven in a car like this? And that's what I'm going to deliver to you this week. A plan to achieve in 1 year what it normally takes other people 10 years to accomplish. But before I give you this plan, you're going to need these three keys in order to execute on it. These three keys represent the three biggest lessons I've had, the three biggest inflection points that have led me to the success I have today. So the thought exercise I mentioned before, it's very simple. Think about all the decisions you've taken Monday last week. From the moment you woke up to the moment you went to sleep, out of all the decisions you took, how many of them were actually your decisions versus other people's decisions? Really think about it. Waking up at the time you woke up, was that your decision or was that someone else's? Getting home the time you got home, was that your decision or someone else's? What you had for lunch, was that your decision or was that someone else's? What about the clothes you were wearing, the car you were driving, or in general, the transportation that you were taking? Out of everything you did, how many of those decisions were actually truly yours? And in 5 years, will you want to be doing the exact same thing as you are right now? The point I want to get across here is this. Everything in your life depends on the choices you make. The quality of your life, the things you get to experience, the places you get to travel, the car you drive, your monthly salary. Everything is a byproduct of your choices. So if you make conventional choices, you're going to get conventional results. I mean, it would be naive to expect anything unconventional to happen with you if all you do is take conventional choices. Think about it. What happened to anyone who decided to invest in Bitcoin when it was an extremely unconventional investment? I mean, back when the general consensus about it was that it was simply fake money with no value, they all made unconventional amounts of wealth. And what happened to everyone who decided to invest in the Bitcoin once literally every Uber driver, every teacher, even your mom was talking about it. And conventional institutions start to adopt and preach it to conventional investors. Well, they all got conventional results. And in this case, that meant losses. So one thing is a fact, the quality of your life will improve drastically once you start taking unconventional choices. And this is a choice you have to make. I mean, if back then I had chosen the traditional path, I'd probably have very similar results and be at a very similar place to where most people are today. And it's actually very funny. A while ago, I published a video documenting my entire online business journey back from when I was 17 all the way to 2022 when I had already become a multimillionaire. And in that video, the top comment is actually a guy saying he's 32, he's finished university 10 years ago with an honors degree, and to this day he's still struggling to pay his basic bills. And the truth is, I'd probably be in a very similar situation if I had chosen to follow the traditional path. Listen, I'm not a very smart guy. I don't have an above average IQ, and I'm pretty similar to you. You think we're different, and quite frankly, we're not. And I actually have the YouTube videos to prove it. I have the YouTube videos to prove that I was a 16-year-old kid with acne on my face, not really that well-spoken, not much confidence, not much to him. So when I say that me and you, we're not different, I really mean it. I am just someone who has noticed from an early age that most people never purposefully choose their own path to follow. They just walk a path that was put in front of them without ever questioning where that's going to lead them. And I refused to do the same. And if you too are going to take the unconventional path, this is something only you can decide. Now, once you realize that the conventional path is not an option for those who want to achieve financial, location, and time freedom, the next obvious question to ask yourself becomes, what is the unconventional path to take then? Now, most people never actually think about this, but different industries experience time extremely differently. They experience change very differently. And taking the unconventional path is really about finding fast-paced industries and jumping into them. Listen, I'm sure you've heard the saying before that money loves speed. Well, let me show you what that actually means. You see, right behind me, you're going to see the Dubai skyline. It's actually quite beautiful, especially at night. And you can see the biggest Ferris wheel in the world. And that building right there with the two towers connected, well, on top of it is the highest infinity pool in the world. And I actually used to live there before I moved here to the Palm. And we can't see it from here, but downtown there's also a building called the Burj Khalifa, and it happens to be the highest building in the world. And by the side of it, there's the Dubai Mall, which is the biggest mall in the world. So obviously, there's a lot of money here in Dubai. And it's the best place to be in the world right now. And you know why that is? Because things move so quickly here. What takes 10 years to get done elsewhere gets done in 1 year in Dubai. Don't believe me? Take a look at this picture. This is Dubai 50 years ago. It was just sand, and in a matter of 50 years, it went from an inhabited desert to the international capital of wealth. Now, look at this picture from Manhattan 50 years ago and compare it to today. It looks pretty much the same, and that's why 50 years ago, people who wanted to make a lot of money used to go to Wall Street. Today, they come to Dubai because Manhattan has lost its speed and money flows where there is speed. Now, does that mean that if you want to be successful, you need to move to Dubai? Absolutely not. That's not what I'm saying. It means you have to identify what industries are moving with a lot of speed. Let me show you something. This is a college classroom 50 years ago, and this is a college classroom today. College classrooms still hold desks lined in rows, professors still stand in front of their chalkboards, and the subjects of studies are centuries old. And here is a law firm 50 years ago, and this is a law firm today. Now, what did the internet look like 50 years ago? It didn't exist, and today it's where all the money is flowing to because it evolves so fast. So my point is, for a few industries, even after decades, everything still looks more or less the same. And for other industries, in just a handful of years, the entire landscape changes completely. And what most people don't realize is that the same is true to careers in those industries. I'm gonna give you a simple example. I'm sure you've seen the come up of countless extremely young internet millionaires in the recent years. And in a matter of 2 to 3 years, they go from completely broke to multimillionaires. And I guess I'm definitely one of those stories. And if you're working in a different industry, it must feel so frustrating to see these kids experiencing such fast an easy ascension to success while you're grinding away day after day, year after year, struggling to barely achieve a fraction of the results. I can understand why that would be stressful, why that would be upsetting, and rightfully so, because you're probably working twice or three times as hard as all of them while getting paid a fraction of what they get paid. And the worst part is they're probably not smarter than you are either, and I can tell you that applies to me. But they have chosen an industry that has speed. You see, you won't become a top 1% lawyer who makes multiple seven figures in just a few short years after graduation. No matter how hard you work, no matter how smart you are, it takes decades to get there because it's such a slow-moving industry. On the other hand, today there's one industry that moves faster than all the others, and that industry is the internet. You see, when compared to conventional industries, this industry feels like a completely separate world. It's as if in conventional industries where a year of hard work yields a year's worth of result. I mean, really think about it. Let's not even talk about 10 years ago. Let's just talk about even a couple years ago. This idea of remote work was a term only known by developers and some rare positions in tech. I mean, no one would ever believe that it would become a mainstream concept adopted by even the most conservative of Inc. 500 companies. And yet, fast forward to today, pretty much every big company out there has a mix of in-person and remote positions. And the same applies for artificial intelligence. I mean, it was a far-fetched concept from movies portraying what seemed like a distant future. And yet, fast forward to today, and it's being used by high school students for very simple tasks, all the way to getting complete books written in just a few hours, to even performing complex tasks such as data analysis and forecasting for the most tech-driven corporations in the world. Now think back to all those young millionaire kids. How did they get rich? You see, none of them got rich with accounting, law firms, dentistry, or any other conventional field. They all made it in the same industry, under the same umbrella, the internet. And that's really why I say that 1 year on the internet is like 10 years outside of it. So if you want to be successful, you already know that you have to be where the speed is, which means that today, if you want to achieve success, there's only one option for you: to be on the internet. And I was very lucky to realize that very early on. And the biggest inflection point in my career is when I chose to work online, to make money through the internet. And if I'd chosen any other career path, no matter what that career path was, I simply wouldn't have experienced the same level of success I did, nowhere near it. And that's my key number two that I give to you. In order to be successful, you got to be in the industry that moves at the highest speed. And today, that industry is the internet. Now, after what I'm going to say next, everyone who calls me a genius, they're going to stop doing so. I am going to be 100% completely honest with you. I would be lying to you if I said that back then, when I decided to start working online, I had gone through this entire analysis and concluded that the internet was the best industry to work in, because you can achieve decades worth of progress in just a few years. Because honestly, I didn't. I don't think I was fully aware of the size of the opportunity I was jumping on and how fast I could achieve progress through it. It was just the most convenient option for me back then. Now, looking back, that was definitely the biggest inflection point in my career. Now listen, if you didn't jump on this opportunity as early as I did or didn't have this realization yet, don't worry about it, because there's still time, and now it's easier than it's ever been because there are more tools available, there's more information available, and there are more opportunities now than ever before. And by starting an internet career now, you're future-proofing your career, because as the internet grows, more and more conventional professions will become extinct. Just like on the Industrial Revolution, jobs that relied heavily on manual labor or outdated skills were replaced by machines. I mean, think about how the same happened with travel agents with the advent of websites like Airbnb and Booking.com, and how the same thing is happening to illustrators, translators, narrators, video editors, and hundreds of other professions with the advancements of artificial intelligence. And the fact of the matter is, resisting transformative innovations, it often leads to getting left behind, especially if you want to live an unconventional lifestyle and enjoy financial location and time freedom. I mean, trying to achieve these freedoms in any industry other than the internet is the same as trying to win a car race against a jet. It doesn't matter how good your car is. You could have a Pagani or you could have a Porsche GT3 RS. It doesn't matter. It's a losing game to play. So if you want to play this game, make sure you're playing on the winning side. Now, at the very beginning of this video, I mentioned that for the last 4 years, I haven't been completely honest with you. And you must still be wondering what that's about. Well, this has been my most recent inflection point. And this is really the epiphany moment I had at the beginning of 2023. And it kind of links directly to key number two. You see, the internet is the only place where you can achieve 10 years worth of progress in one. But here's where I got it wrong. You see, for the longest time, I thought that there was only one viable way: starting a service-based business. And I had a very good reason to believe so, because I've tried all of them. Listen, if we're talking about dropshipping, I ran ads in my agency for some of the biggest businesses in Europe. I'm talking businesses that were doing tens of millions of dollars a year dropshipping products. Listen, if we're talking about affiliate marketing, I am a top affiliate for some of the largest softwares on earth. I make over six figures a month just through affiliate marketing. If we're talking about e-commerce, I've had a bespoke made-to-order e-commerce blue light blocking brand for 3 years now. I have all these businesses, plus my main business, my software companies, all the way from that to I have a concierge company, all the way to investing in different companies over the years because of all the deals that get sent my way. So I know every position, every square on this internet chessboard, and I knew for a fact that a service-based business were just superior to any other business models for beginners. I mean, you've probably seen me breaking down the different business models on a video of mine. You see, the thing is, as time went by, I realized that I was wrong. I realized that my thinking was unidimensional. Although service-based businesses are indeed the best business model to start as a beginner, I kind of missed something. I'd missed the fact that starting a business is not the only way to achieve financial freedom, and personally, that was the only option for me, and the only option that I ever thought about, until something interesting happened over the last few years. My companies grew from 3 employees to over 150 employees, and I started to see some of my own employees making more money than the majority of the business owners I know. I mean, some of my employees make over $1 million a year, take home, and a lot of business owners out there, when they talk about, oh, I made $4 million this year. Yeah, you made $4 million, but at 10% margins. And that's really when I realized that for some people, starting a business is the best way to achieve financial location and time freedom. But for others, that's just simply not the case. Because I've come to a realization that you can make just as much money working for someone else. You see, over the last decade, there's been this glamorization of entrepreneurship and becoming your own boss. And being a boss myself, I've fallen for it too. But the truth is, majority of high income earners in the world are not actually business owners. They work in positions that have high perceived values for companies, and these companies, they pay them a ton of money to do so. And I'll explain exactly what I mean by high perceived value on Wednesday, but what most people don't realize is being an entrepreneur can be kind of miserable too. You see, some people love the risk, the intensity, the pressure that comes with it, and knowing that if you f up, you may not have enough money to pay rent the next month. And of course, with higher risk come higher rewards, but the risk, the intensity, and the pressure that makes some people thrive, that's the same risk, intensity, and pressure that makes some people break and get paralyzed. And the fact is, there's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Different personalities better fit different career paths. And what ends up happening to most people is that they follow a path that is not the right fit for their personality and end up playing to their weaknesses instead of playing to their strengths. So if you feel like you've got a lot of potential hidden inside of you and you're still struggling with little to no results in your life, exactly like I was 8 years ago, well, that's probably why. You're most likely walking a path that has been put in front of you instead of choosing your own. One that plays to your strengths rather than your weaknesses. And this is really the third key to the treasure trove, which is choose a path that plays to your strengths rather than your weaknesses. So listen, I know this is going to be a little bit of a side tangent, but I always have people, you know, when they see stuff that I put out on my vlog channel, I always have people, they always ask me, how do you feel spending that much money on one dinner or one shopping spree or on one toy?
Right. Okay, but like, how much did this cost?
Can we see? 244,000 dirhams, which comes out to $66,437.
And to answer that question that I know always pops up, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I feel completely indifferent to it. And I know for some people that might sound bad because that's how much they make in 1, 2, 3, maybe even a year, maybe even a few years. But at the end of the day, I'm aware of something that most people will never realize, is that money is just a commodity and its only use is to serve as a means to transact goods. So money is just a commodity, and just like all commodities, its value is very low. So that's why I feel completely indifferent towards spending it. And I know you might be asking yourself, if money has such low value, what will be something valuable in that case? And that's a really good question. Remember that earlier today I mentioned that the three keys I gave you unlock something that's very valuable. They unlock something. Something that is one of the most valuable assets. And when the right time comes, I'm going to reveal to you what that is. It's one of my most valuable assets. Well, let me show you now what that is. Wait here. All right, so this is a box, but it's not any regular box. Inside of it holds one of the most valuable assets I have. And the reason I don't feel bad about spending money on a dinner or taking care of my mom or surprising my friends is because I know that by using the thing that's inside of this box, I can pay for a lifetime of those dinners. I mean, that's how valuable the thing inside of this box is. I mean, can you imagine having something that will allow you to spend money without having to worry about it? Because you know that this thing, you can also make more of it. And that's what the thing that's inside of this box has really done for me. Would you like to know what's inside of it? You will, but not today. You're not ready for it yet. So in order for you to be ready, I need you to complete 2 missions. So mission number 1 is to reflect on how you can apply in your life the 3 keys you just got in order to create the same inflection points that can lead to your success, just like they led to mine. Now remember key number 3? I mentioned that you gotta play to your strengths and know your weaknesses. Now it's time to find out where your strengths and weaknesses are. So your second mission is to take a Myers-Briggs personality test. You can look them all up online. There's many websites that have them. You see, it's gonna come handy on Wednesday, because on Wednesday at 5 p.m. UK time, I'm gonna reveal exactly what's inside of this box. So make sure to mark it in your calendar and come back with your 2 missions completed. And with that, I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday.